Everything's running smoothly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. What am I doing? Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Starting it off.
Very impressive.
Starting it off.
Good way to start.
My name's Hartzell. That's Pete. This is your Kansas City Morning Show.
Good morning, Hartzell. Good day to be in Kansas City, and it's Wednesday. It's hump day. It's February 12th, two days short of Valentine's Day for you lovers. Some people say Kansas City is for lovers. This is your week. This is Valentine's Day week. We got a real feel right now.
Ooh,
as you're getting
give me
up.
That real feel.
Low 30s. A little bit of a wintry mix today. There is going to be some snow, but the temperature is high enough where I don't think it's going to do a ton of damage, but there's going to be light snow and snow, it looks like, all day. So
light snow and snow, that's the real feel.
Slushy, so drive carefully out there. High of 50, low of 42 today? Wait a minute.
That's not right.
Some reason I have...
That's not right.
No. That's the high and low.
Oh, play them off.
The high and low are somehow for Washington, D.C. I think because we were talking about your Defenders the other day.
D.C.? What are you doing
here
right
we
now?
Here we go. High of 35, boy. Low of 7.
Oh, boy.
And then tomorrow on Thursday, high of 19, low of 5. Just want to apologize to my mentors, Gary Lezak and Lindsay Anderson. Read the Washington, D.C. high and low for a second there. Sorry, guys.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
Don't want to upset my guy, Breezy Leezy.
Breezy Leezy. I thought you would be his heir apparent. Not anymore. Not with a real feel like that.
I'm gonna.
You like that? Heir apparent? You like that? Watched a little bit of Game of Thrones last night. Haven't watched Game of Thrones since the finale.
That's so good.
Restarted from season one. Man, this is a good show. Man, a lot of people, you never did see it, did you?
I watched a little bit of it, and then I said to myself, wow, I don't know like 3/4 of these characters. I'm not going to waste my time with this overrated program.
Oh my God, listen, it's not for everybody. You can memorize how many different names in the NFL you've memorized, not even over your career, just this season alone, but you can't. You can't just sit down and watch a show and learn some characters.
House Tar? What is it? House?
Uh-huh. House what?
What is the name of the...
There's a lot of different houses. You got different families. You got different... House...
Yeah, when I turn it on, I'm house, see you later. How about that?
House, see you later. Okay.
Speaking of TV shows, dude, The Outsider continues to...
Wow, you cannot let this go.
HBO, it's ruining my life. It's ruining my life. And I realized the other day, remember I was saying how scary it is and I'm addicted.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I realized that I chase television shows. You know when your buddy hey, you know, you're in college and your friend says, you want to have some of this Bacardi O? And you're like, well, I better go get a Sprite from down the hall. So what I'll do is I'll watch this super scary show and then I chase it with like The Office or Curb Your Enthusiasm so I can go to bed.
Oh, chase it like a chaser. I thought you were like... running after something.
Look at that gross tequila. Let me get some Diet Coke.
Okay. I was like, let me see this gross tequila. I'm going to sprint towards it. I didn't know what chasing meant in that situation. Okay.
Oh, wow. You're going to make me drink that vodka? I'm going to have some orange juice with it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That is the Outsider and Curb Your Enthusiasm or The Office for mm-hmm. me. I'm chasing this terrifying program with some good-hearted fun.
Yeah, sometimes you need a palate cleanser, you know?
That's what I need. I have a question for you.
I don't like... Okay, before you get to into this question,
I don't like
when you lead with a... So I got a question with you. Every time you've done that, you understand that you've gotten me in trouble.
No, well, I don't think I'll get you in trouble with anyone but yourself today. So I turned on my Instagram app yesterday, and I, you know, sliding through the stories. We're friends on Instagram because we're pals in real life. And I somehow mid-afternoon, I think it was around 3 o'clock.
Okay.
I see the story, and you're in a towel.
Oh,
a Yankees towel, which I thought you were born and raised in Kansas City, so I don't know what is worse. Like,
I forgot about the towel,
the thirst trap, or the Yankees towel.
Okay. This is not a thirst trap.
Oh, it was.
This is not a thirst trap. All right. Hy-Vee Arena is where I work out.
Right.
It's great. And it, without being that guy.
Did you say Humble Brag Arena? Or no, Hy-Vee, no, Hy-Vee Arena.
Yeah, no Humble Brag. Oh, my God. Hy-Vee Arena. No okay. Humble Brag this time. It is cool to work out the same place that The Rock had the very first ever SmackDown and the same arena where Hulk
Bearing
Hogan
the lead. Let's talk about the Instagram story.
I was really hoping you would move on.
What was the thought process of the towel shot? You were feeling yourself a little bit.
I was really trying
feeling,
to move on from this.
You got your juices flowing.
I was really trying to move on from this. No, so here's the thing. Okay, so
man,
I'm
looking pretty good right now.
That's no, hold on. So I've been going back to my therapist, you know, which if you don't have one, you should absolutely get a therapist. And so
this is besides me.
No, you're my free, right. Free advice.
Free 99.
I got to pay for the other guy.
Of course.
And so
I should start charging. Anyway, continue, sir.
Hey,
not to cut you off.
I only have so many funds, man. You know this. And he's like, hey, you need to appreciate yourself more. Because I don't do it very well. I really don't. And I've had some body stuff before. So I've had to really focus on liking me. And so I get a pump in yesterday. Thought it looked pretty good. I got a little shower. Forgot my towel, which is why I had to go borrow my buddy's Yankees towel. Which that's the answer to that question.
Right.
And also, full disclosure, that was not supposed to go on the full feed. That was supposed to go on the close friends feed.
Oh,
but
goodness.
My thumb hit the wrong button. And at that point, once you put it up, you can't.
You're not going to take it back.
You can't take it back.
I mean, you could, but
it was a short, very short little clip. You can barely see my dangling participle, but you can see him a little bit. The outline looks really nice. Yeah, never again. I got so many.
Will Laszlo talk about it today?
Oh, I'm sure he will. Because I got something.
Well, that's a nice tease.
I got
for
a
you.
Lot of
96.5 The Buzz. A little bit later.
I got so much.
I'm going easy on him.
So much for that. God, I got so much. It was an honest mistake. I'm trying to love myself.
Right.
My close friends were. See, my close friends would have said, "Hey, Hartzell, I'm so proud of you. Look at you. You're looking big. You're looking good. You look like you're having a good time. You look like you're trying to get your life together."
Yeah.
But you put it on the open feed, and
I, you know what?
And not one. But just side note. Not one chick slid in. Not
so
one.
You defeated the purpose of the whole thing.
That was not the purpose of any of the thing.
All right.
But it would have been a nice unintended consequence.
Sure.
Nothing.
Well, you're talking to a lot of Royals fans here in Kansas City.
The Yankees talent just really threw him out. Yeah.
I like it. I like that confidence. I think you should pour.
Was it too much? I don't.
I think you
be
should
that
pour
guy.
Into yourself. I think you should put more shirtless selfies.
I don't love that
on social
no.
media.
I don't think, I'm not going
to
keep doing that.
And I think maybe we even go to Twitter and Facebook.
No.
And maybe our picture today on Instagram will be just one of your nipple, and we'll put our logo maybe over it.
Uh-huh.
And that's how we will get people to listen to this program. I'm excited today, February 11th. KC Morning Show. Oh, no,
wow.
It's February 12th today.
Wow, you can't even get the date right. Oh, is it the 11th? Hold on. Maybe it is the 12th.
It's either the 11th or the 12th.
It's something like that. I think it's the 12th. It's the 12th.
It's a good week. I'm actually headed to San Diego this weekend, so that'll be cool.
Oh, I forgot. We have to. Are we doing a show?
Yes. I'll figure out how to do one on Friday. Okay. Again, it'll be remote. And this should be my last remote for a long time, and I'll be back on Monday, so it should be good. Should be good weather. San Diego's always nice weather, nicer weather than anywhere else.
This is work or play?
This is a little bit of play. A little bit of play going to a wedding.
You're really enjoying this off season. Like when you off season, you really off season.
Off season.
Oh, don't force it. Don't force that
I don't
one.
Care. I don't care. You think I care? This is off season Pete.
You're not a care in the world.
No.
Off season Pete don't give a damn.
No way.
And you shouldn't.
I haven't.
So here's on brand, I guess. This is your phrase, not mine. Since you were talking about thirst traps again, that was not my intention. That was Pete's. Speaking of thirst traps, before we get into the rest of your KC Morning Show, again, my name's Hartzell. That is Pete.
Hello,
KC Morning Show. Use your KCMS20 for a 20% discount at Charlie Hustle.
I got a Charlie Hustle shirt on today underneath the OG.
Look at that heart of yours. Mm-hmm. What was listen to your heart. There it is.
It's the red and gold version. Since Kansas City still has Chiefs feet fever.
Mm-hmm. Always. You know, in fact, funny you mentioned
more
Chiefs
contagious
fever.
Than the coronavirus.
Chiefs fever. We got that coming up next during the news. Did you look at that part of the? No. Okay.
I don't care. You think it? No.
You don't. Do you ever look and see what we're going to be doing for the day?
Off-season Pete. Soon to be baseball Pete and soccer Pete. Always barbecue Pete. I'm going to Q39 for lunch.
Man, you are just seamless with these transitions. Seamless. All right. Well, Pete was talking about thirst traps. My guy Jeff.
Jeff.
You heard about this?
Jeff Probst?
Not Jeff Probst. That's Survivor?
Jeff Kent,
baseball, right? No?
Yes.
I don't think I know any more Jeffs. I know this Jeff. You may not know this Jeff. In fact, this Jeff isn't really interested in you, but if you got some single female friends, then this Jeff.
Okay.
This Jeff's just for you.
Dating is expensive. There's a lot of dates, dinners, drinks. So we just took how much it took a month, basically, and how many months it would take to find a significant other through the current means. So we offered a reward for that. I'd rather that money go to somebody who's interested in helping me along in this quest, rather than all the businesses that are associated with dating. So take a look around. If you like what you see, maybe we'll be chatting soon.
So my guy Jeff is trying to find some love. So he is offering $25,000 to the person who can suggest a female companion, and they have to be together at least a year.
Where is this?
No, this is in Mission.
This is local. What?
This made viral national news. This man is from around the corner, and he is not into traditional, well, I guess I say traditional. Online dating is not, I was going to call that traditional now, but he wants to take it old school. He wants to have real.
This is like a classified?
Physical interaction and find the love of his life. Now, he has a website. Now, you go to his website. In fact, oh, God, I didn't write the website down.
I can't find it. I'm looking for it.
Yeah, it's Jeff Ford. Look at it. Jeff Mission Hills. Jeff Kansas searching for love. I remember that was my Google search. And you go to his website. He's got a professional site. I'm talking like headshots. Got
DateJeffG.com.
DateJeffG.com. Look at that. He's got testimonials at the bottom of the page. Look at those headshots. My man is jacked. He's got options, too, so you can say, yes, I'm interested, right? No, I'm not. And he also has a tab if you are someone who uses dating apps. Now, here's what people are saying, and I haven't listened to Jeff. I need to talk to Jeff. But people are saying that this might be a bit of a gimmick. People are saying now that he's trying to start his own dating website. So this may have been a work. But as of now, my man's still trying to find love on a website.
Can I tell you something?
Uh-huh.
One of my female friends was followed by this guy yesterday, and she blocked. She blocked. I don't want to say who it is because I just
Are
don't know
real?
If I want to throw someone out there, but yeah. And I didn't think that I didn't think this was that big of a story. It says Jeff 47 from Prairie Village,
mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing. I thought it was just
hey, I need you to
an isolated creeper.
Can you have her go back and actually accept it? Because I would like to talk to this guy. So if nothing else, can she just get his contact
info? I'll tell you who it is after we get off.
Because I was looking all day yesterday. All day. Trying to slide in. I was trying to get some messages.
I mean, he's even got a shirtless pic. He's pulling a Hartzell on this.
Oh, okay.
I was a chunk of monk, he says.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to read it here. This is great. Health and fitness are super important to me. I don't know why he wrote it like that.
Wait, what?
S-U-P-A.
Oh, Jeff. See?
You can't do all the fun things in life without feeling good. Plus, I love the competitive atmosphere. I went from being a little, and I quote, chunk a monk of a kid to having a six-pack. Woohoo! 5'7", 160
Wait,
pounds.
Wait, did he include the woohoo?
Yes.
Ah, oh, Jeff, this is his 47 coming out. 9% That's a 47-year-old.
BMI, he's putting his fat into index. I work out regularly a couple places close to home, and I have a real passion for eating the right food. Well, good for you, Jeff, because I love chips.
If you're interested. And you cannot nominate yourself. That's one of the caveats. You have to have someone nominate you. And he's interested, I believe, just in females. So, fellas, sorry.
Okay, listen.
Not your time.
I'm a heterosexual male, but I'm comfortable enough in my sexuality.
Mm-hmm. As you should be.
These guys that they throw on The Bachelor, you can understand why there's 20 and 30 and 40 women that mm-hmm. are interested because they got stuff going for them. They're, like, very, very attractive and handsome. My guy Jeff... Look, he's a good-looking dude.
Easy.
But he's not going to have a line of women that are ready to...
No, look at that. There's a shot he's got, I think, on a boat or something. He's got some...
I see.
My dude's got like a 12-pack.
But this is...
Hey, game recognized game. Give him credit. Game recognized game. Listen. My dude set up a very professional website.
This is a cocky move.
He said real estate. Only rich folks flex that kind of hard. All right? This dude clearly is loaded. He's doing just fine. Ladies. It's a long con. Make this work and get that money. And then move on. Sorry, Jeff. But I also think Jeff's working us. I don't think Jeff is really trying to find love. I think he's trying to start an app. And I think he's using this as market research. And he might be
so
using
speaking
this
of The Bachelor,
to,
you don't think he's doing it for the right reasons. That's the number one thing you can't do on The Bachelor.
Why did we not do a Bachelor death pool or something? We should have done a bracket.
Too late for that. We're down to six. He might be in love with the producer. Spoiler
alert. Wait. With the producer? What is going on with this show? I haven't watched The Bachelor in legitimately.
That's the latest rumor from Reality Steve.
Reality Swing, am I right?
Well, might be one day.
Okay. Shall we get with it? Should we get to it?
We're going to set up a website for you.
Hey, can we set up a website?
Stop.
Can we set up a website for this show? How about that as I try to move on from what you just said?
if you don't want .com, we can go .org.
We're going to do this. We're going to do this right now because I'm done with you. It's time for us to do. Oh, you just cut me off. How dare you?
DateHartzell.com/YankeeTail.
Do the news!
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
I have had it with you already today. And it's early. Quit trying to get me in trouble, huh? Are you going to give him something? My name's Hartzell. This is Pete, your KC Morning Show.
I can't think of a word that rhymes with Hartzell, but let's try the word Martzell. I am saying it's Valentine's Day. Go to the website to date Hartzell.
I don't have a website, and I'm not looking for love. And there's the cat. And there's the cat. Oh, here comes the pup. I think Derek Nottie adopted you, Pete.
No, there's no more dogs in Kansas City.
No more.
Derek Nottie gave away every dog available.
Well, I'm happy we were able to get the one that stays in the studio with us.
Do you want?
Where's he at? Come here, boy. Where's he at?
If you want a dog, what you're going to have to do, or a pet, you're going to have to go just outside.
Oh.
Get a squirrel, get a rabbit. I saw a rabbit on the way in today.
Mm-hmm.
Great eyesight for rabbits. You ever seen a rabbit with glasses?
You know, with foolproof info like that, you make a good point. I haven't.
Nope.
I haven't.
Boom.
Let's do the news. Let's do the news. Did you watch anything yesterday, Pete?
There aren't really a ton of words that rhyme with Hartzell.
There's only one, and I'm not going to give it to you, because that's what everybody told me back in middle school. Nah, not middle school. Everybody said, it was middle school, too. Everybody said it back in kindergarten. Got a little bit of it in college. You can probably figure out what it is. Hartzell.
Artful?
Close, but no. Starts with an F.
Oh, I wouldn't do that to you, man.
Yeah, come on, right? That's just...
I'm a grown-ass man.
Thank you. It's inappropriate and just juvenile.
Well, it's not even a real word. I'm just saying there's no real words.
No. But yeah. Fartzell is what you, if you can't figure out.
Thanks for nothing, Muriel. Shout out. Thanks for listening to every show.
Yesterday, big news yesterday. Huge news, especially here locally in the metro.
A federal judge approved T-Mobile's $26.5 billion merger with Sprint. This decision follows several federal agencies approving the deal. T-Mobile says it will keep a presence in Sprint's Overland Park location, using it as a second headquarters. Merger talks began 2 years ago. Sprint and T-Mobile said joining forces will help the companies expand 5G, ultimately giving consumers better service.
So I was looking online because I feel like, I don't know, when you hear stuff like this, my first go-to is, oh, damn, folks are going to probably lose some jobs over this, because that's what always happens when you consolidate. Same thing happened for us at our radio station. We merged with Intercom and CBS, and, you know, it happens. It's just, that's part of it. So I was on KCTV5's website, and they're talking to the mayor of Overland Park, trying to ease some of the doubts. This is what was told to KCTV5's. I don't think there will be a loss of jobs. I think they're going to keep the jobs about the same from what I've heard. That's reassuring. They still have the majority of the campus under Sprint, now T-Mobile Sprint. So I think there will be the same number of jobs here that there were currently. It's not clear how many jobs will stay in Overland Park. T-Mobile, you can only hope that they're keeping their word here, says it will have more than 3,500 additional full-time employees. So that's even more than what they have now. 11,000 more people by 2024. You have to hope that some of those are coming to KC.
So by the sound of it, it's more jobs in this merger?
So that's the thing. They always say that to try to, you know, make the deal a little bit sweeter.
You don't trust them.
I don't trust them. Yeah. Because, I mean, the headquarters in Kansas City is no longer the sole headquarters. It's going to be just one of their headquarters. They're going to have,
right.
You know.
It's like Sprint and T-Mobile. We can see your nose growing. Don't knock the cell phone out of your hands. Yeah.
That being said, though, I have Sprint. Hmm. And, you know, listen. I would never want anybody to lose their jobs or have to be forced to do something else with their life. But I feel like this is going to make my coverage better. More towers, right?
More towers, more powers.
And I hate to be that guy, but, you know, listen, sacrifices have to be made.
That's right.
And if I can get, you know, if I can get Netflix and Tonganoxie, it's a simple pros and cons list.
Don't have to worry about posting a selfie. You could probably get coverage everywhere.
Why do you keep bringing back?
I like it. No, I'm happy because no matter where,
because here's the
you're
thing,
shirtless.
You're not in my close friends list, so you would never have seen it. If my dumbass just hits the right
because
button,
no
nobody
where,
sees it.
Listen, no matter where you're shirtless in the metro, you're going to be able to get that selfie up at this point.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, I'll get something up already. Oh, come, what now? Now I'm a part of it. Ah, stop it. See what you did? See what you made me do?
I have a Verizon, so.
I can only hope the best for everybody.
Hopefully
I know
my,
this is.
My Verizon Pac-Man eats both of these.
Oh, God. So anyway, if you are employed by Sprint, or now I guess T-Mobile.
What is becoming, what are they renaming it?
It
Singular?
Looks, no.
Little orange guy?
No, it's going to be T-Mobile heavy. So if that's you, I'm actually kind of curious to see how this is going to go down. Plus, I would like some gift cards. So if this is you, hit us up. What's our email?
I used to have T-Mobile. Bring back Snake.
Oh man, what happened?
KCMorningShow@gmail.com.
What happened to Snake?
Also,
right.
Too, I'm going to tell you this, and this will be a tease for later.
Uh-huh.
We got an email.
Whoa!
I'll read it to you.
We have an email
a little bit later coming up on the KC Morning Show.
Oh wow! Take your listener questions at the end of the KC Morning Show. Can't wait. You mentioned this
before
earlier.
Before Wednesday Wisdom, we'll read it.
You mentioned this earlier, Pete. You mentioned Chiefs fever.
That's right.
And that might be a symptom of a Chiefs cold, courtesy of the parade.
Another jump in flu cases in the metro, and some doctors say it might be a side effect of the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl.
Doctors have been seeing a steady number of cases with two noticeable spikes, the first of the year and these past 2 weeks.
Because everybody had all the Super Bowl parties and everybody traveled, and so everybody gets all these exposures just like it's a holiday.
Dr. Stephanie Davis with St. Luke's says the good news is, even though flu cases are up locally, severity is down. Milder symptoms mean fewer hospitalizations.
I always describe to patients, I'm like, you feel like you've been run over by a truck, don't you? And they're like, yes, my whole body hurts and I'm so tired. Yes,
I think there's a couple of...
yes, and Travis Kelce was on it, chugging beer.
I was going to say, there's a couple guarantees that happened during this Chiefs Super Bowl run that you can just kind of, you can bank your whole life on. In 9 months, there's going to be a lot of baby Patricks.
Baby Pat, doot, doot. I won't.
Travis Kelce is 100% going to get some type of liquor sponsorship.
Already has? Yeah, it is Crown Royal.
What about, does he have a beer sponsor, though? Because he was...
Does not.
Well, that's going to be happening very, very soon.
Okay.
And number three, the Chiefs cold. The parade cold. Man, my body was on fire. Do you remember on Friday and on Monday, I was dying.
You were kind of sick going to the parade, though, were you not?
Well, no.
You weren't?
Heartbroken is different than being.
Well, whole nother.
It's a whole different thing. A spike in the flu. I didn't get my shot. I'll be honest. I'm that guy. I not for a lack of wanting. I do want one. I don't have insurance, so I would love to get it. I'm gonna try. I probably should have.
Went out to eat with a friend on Sunday, and we had these appetizer specials. So we loaded up with appetizers. Mm-hmm. We're all sharing the same plate. Texted me yesterday. Hey, just so you guys know, I have flu A. And I said to myself, thanks for nothing, bro.
Thanks for absolutely nothing.
Yeah. So hopefully I don't get it. I walked in today with some OJ, mm-hmm. and I had that, which was good.
Well, I was worried that I needed to go take myself to like a minute clinic because I was really, because, you know, I watch the news too much.
Urgent care.
I was afraid that I didn't want to be Kansas City man joins a list of coronavirus. I was very nervous, but luckily. Well,
there was one case in the U.S., but I don't think that's what we're dealing with.
Well, because wasn't there something like Warrensburg? I don't want to speculate blindly because I don't want to get in trouble. I thought there was a case in Missouri. Didn't we report on this? Didn't we do this in the news? Anyway, I thought that was me. I didn't want that to be me, but NyQuil be praised. NyQuil be praised. We're feeling much better. Thanks for asking, Pete. Feeling much, much better. The results are in. You watched any of the primary last
New Hampshire.
Big New Hampshire guy? Big New Hampshire
guy. Who won?
Let me tell you.
We are listening to Mayor Pete Buttigieg talk about his second place finish. It looks like here in New Hampshire, NBC News can now project that Bernie Sanders is going to win the New Hampshire primary. He's going to get 7 of the 24 delegates awarded in this race. Sanders has 26% of the vote. Pete Buttigieg has 24%. Amy Klobuchar at 20% with 49,000 votes. She's 11,000 votes short of Pete Buttigieg.
So give me just a quick second, peek. Give me one quick second because I'm just going to explain my biases and then I'm going to go in real quick because this is my team. So I feel like I can critique my own team.
Team Bernie.
Because a lot of people give me flack because they, you know, and I've been very good. I think I've been very both siding this very well. I think I'm trying to trying to find a balance. But like I said, this is my team, so I'm about to go in. What are we doing? I watch a lot of news. Just about all of them. ABC, NBC, CNN,
right.
MSNBC, Al Jazeera. I watch everything. I am so done with the pundits.
Nope.
When did third place become first? I love Amy Klobuchar. I thought she did a great job. She finished third. It went Bernie. Mm. Then it went Mayor Pete. And then it went Amy Klobuchar. Then it went Elizabeth Warren. And rounding out was Joe Biden, Joe and Liz had a pretty rough night, to be honest. But everyone was talking about Amy. I love Amy out of Minnesota. Amy got third. Bernie won. Bernie's batting right. 1,000. Why does no one want to see? He won the popular in Iowa. And the only reason why he didn't get all the delegates is because that whole system is stupid. He won last night. Mm. It's time to have that conversation. Also, again, I can't move on from this. Third is not one. Nelly said it best. I am what?
Hot in here.
No. I'm
going to take off all my clothes.
No. I am.
Getting so hot.
That's
I'm
going
to take my clothes
off. You know
off.
The song.
Number one.
Am.
Oh, right. Number one.
Two is not a winner.
Shout out to
and
Pete.
Three, nobody remembers.
You never like to see a fellow Pete lose. So.
I didn't think about that. Yeah, is that.
Pete stick together.
I was going to say, you guys got it. You ride together, you die together.
I don't really even know the politics.
Big Pete for life.
Good luck to Amy in the future, her future endeavors. Poor Liz. I don't think Elizabeth is losing a lot more in the polls and stuff than I thought she would.
She took a bit of a nosedive, and I like Liz. I gave her.
I don't
some
think
dollars.
It's in the cards. It's starting to feel like it's not in the cards.
Well, Bernie took that lane. It was like a toss up for a while, and then she kind of she tried to walk on eggshells with that Medicare for All stuff, and that was what did it for.
Fell
a lot
into
of
quicksand,
us.
Hers.
Oh, my God. Quicksanders.
Be here the rest of the week.
Be here all week. The results are also in. Something came out that I think you might be very interested in. What happened was.
So what happened was.
People were put together to do a thing during a certain month. That month is now ended. And now they've been able to receive the stats that was taken during this group project. And they were able to put that into a list.
Oh, God.
You know what? You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list.
Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. That was the longest walk I've taken for an intro in a long time. I didn't know where that was going. I just had to get to that list of Hartzell. I had to fix it from Monday because I couldn't get my website to work.
Really, really thrilled that we're back here.
That's right.
What
all
do you
right.
got for me?
Your list of Hartzell on your KC morning show. My name is Hartzell.
Hello, Hartzell. Pete here.
I am the namesake of your list of Hartzell. Nearly half of all dry January attempts were non-successful.
No, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl.
Well, hold on. They were not. There was certainly no dry January with the Chiefs. I've been to Mosaic. I've been to Mosaic after a win.
Wet January.
So we all try to make resolutions turn of the century, I guess, this year. And everyone likes to put down not drinking, of course. But right around now, let's be real, all your resolutions have probably either gone by the wayside. What happened to you? What happened to you, bud?
Try 2021.
What's going on? Hold on. No. What? Don't push it off.
Oh,
explain yourself.
Oh, I just got too busy with the playoffs. I'm going back, though. I'm going to go.
They all say they're going to go back. Are you going to go back?
Do you know how busy the playoffs were? This team won the championship.
The main problem with New Year's resolutions is that we set our expectations way too high. For instance, lots of people say they want to exercise more, but that's hard. Exercise is like reading for your muscles, except you can't watch a movie of someone else exercising and basically get the gist of it.
At the beginning of the year, 8% of folks said that they were going to give up alcohol during the month of January. Okay, that's about 11% of all drinkers said they tried to participate, but we're not able to get it up. I've got more studies here, thanks to our friends at YouGov. One in nine participants, that's 11%, gave up completely before the month came to an end. So before it even happened. I got more. Okay. Between January 10th and the 14th, the group who had consumed alcohol jumped from 18% to 33%. So folks tried. And then it jumped in less than a week because people wanted their booze. Okay. I really thought there were more stats on this website.
It's right around the time I think the Tennessee beat the Patriots. So you wonder if a lot of those came in Nashville.
Hold on. I got some more stats.
Yeah.
By January 3rd, 16% had already consumed alcohol, so they didn't even make it 3 days in. Am I right? All 16%?
No, that's what 3 days is, 72 hours.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. 4 days later, so that's the 7th.
Let me add this here, right? 96 hours.
Okay. 4 days later.
It's less than 100.
1 in 20 participants, that's 5%, had capitulated. Why'd they say what? Come on.
Put Abraham Lincoln on a bill, dollar form.
Okay.
Honest Abe.
This one didn't work out so hot, did it? This one didn't.
No, this was a great list. I'm glad we did it.
This one didn't. I just thought there were more stats. There was a chart, but the chart doesn't say as much as I thought it did.
You know what they say? Dry January leads to a wet February.
Am I right? Finally, Pete.
Yes.
Let us finish with this.
What's that?
I'm going to say Tyreek 2020.
Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill says he'd like to see if he can qualify for the 200-meter dash in the Summer Olympics, but the world's fastest man has his doubts. Usain Bolt says it's tough because sprinters have to run the 200-meter dash three times over 3 days at the Olympic trials. Hill ran the 200 in 20 seconds back in high school. That would have been good enough for sixth place in London.
I don't know. I think he'd give a run for his money. I really think I could see Tyreek on a podium. I could see that. I would like to know what his she said 20 seconds. What was his actual time? Because I mean 20 seconds is very relative. Because I mean did you do a 20.9? The 200 was my event, so that's why I love the 200 meter. They act like it's two prelims and a final. It's not that hard, y'all.
I've watched Tyreek Hill at practice and training camp. It doesn't look real. I mean, it reminds you of, you know, I was joking about squirrels before. It's like when squirrels chase each other in the backyard. You're like, how are they moving that fast? Mm-hmm. Like, that is how fast Tyreek Hill moved. They drafted a guy named Mecole Hardman this year who was one of the faster players in the draft. And Hardman looks slow compared to Hill. And like, it's freakish. And so I would like to see him train and do this. Now, I don't want to see him get hurt because he's a huge part of the Chiefs defending their championship next year.
And the 200 screams pulled hamstring. Oh. I know that. Hey, yeah, my coach always told me this.
You know, you bringing up your track days has reminded me that maybe we hit up what's-her-face from Crossroads Hotel and say, hey, Hartzell's still, he's running, he's back in the gym.
Oh, stop! Oh, my God, you brought up that thing? Oh, that one. Oh, my God, that one girl from that one high school class that apparently had a crush on.
Shoot a text?
No.
Valentine's Day?
No. I'm going to go do that thing.
Wine and sushi.
I'm going to do that Valentine's thing where I look in front of a mirror. That's going to be my thing. It's going to be my go-to. All right, Pete, you got No, I'm moving on. You're not going to get me in trouble. You're not going to get me in
Coming
trouble.
Coming up, we're going to talk another Kansas City Chiefs, an important day for him in sports. You are listening to the KC Morning Show.
The KC Morning Show.
So we talked Tyreek Hill before the break. Let's talk another wide receiver on the Chiefs. I would say this guy has got a cult following. Carrick Dieter.
Dieter, baby! What up,
Carrick Dieter signed with the Kansas City Chiefs. He is now with the 90-man roster. If there's one bad thing about the offseason and covering the Chiefs, it's just that you go from 53 guys to 90.
Mm-hmm, yeah, more.
So there's more to pay attention to.
So again, like you're making my case. You're making my case again. You can't keep up on Game of Thrones, but now you can keep up with 90 men on a roster times 32 teams.
I still know about probably in depth about the top 60, 70. There are 20 guys we know that are not going to make it, and I loosely know about them. But anyway,
Dieter's cool. I like this. He's super super cool guy. He's funny. He came to a sporting game and he was a nice guy.
There it is.
Oh come on! I'm hanging out with
celebs. Celeb hearts.
Let me say congratulations to a friend of mine. That's all I'm trying to do.
Games on the active roster, and then it was on the practice squad for the playoffs. Dieter is famous in Kansas City, relatively famous, because he's considered Patrick Mahomes' best friend. So some will joke that he's only on the team because Mahomes is the best player in the NFL. Should there be, I'm going to ask you this, Hartzell, mm-hmm. a designated entourage spot on the Chiefs?
Absolutely.
I say yes.
Absolutely.
Keep the guy happy.
Absolutely. What else does he want? Give it to him. Sure.
Yeah, Mahomes and Dieter hang out. They play ping pong, you see, a lot of the times. Their girlfriends like each other, or I think Dieter's married and Mahomes is not. So why not? Have him in that entourage spot. Dieter played some college ball at Alabama. He's not a bad player. He should get another shot at the active roster. And DeMarcus Robinson, another role player for the Chiefs. He's an unrestricted free agent. So that happened with Chris Conley, and you saw Chris Conley move on. So Dieter may have a slot here. The playbook matters in Kansas City because Andy Reid is a wizard, and it's really complicated for younger players to get it. So Dieter now knows the playbook. Who knows? We'll see if he makes the active roster and has a role here. Of course, we're going to get the full offseason roster up at arrowheadpride.com.
We go
from the Chiefs to someone that you love to hate.
Mm-hmm.
It's a guy easy to dislike in Kansas City. It's okay. Phillip Rivers. He's played his last game for the Los Angeles Chargers.
I think it's that I can say I gave it everything I had. I mean, every week, you know, so... You know, and maybe it means an interception on 4th and 18 when you're down 10. Because I don't care that it's going to say 2 interceptions. You know, I really don't. It's just like I ain't quitting.
Yeah, we can tell.
So I think doing it with so many guys over, you know, 14 years and going to the locker room, aww, win or lose, and I can say, dadgummit, we fell short. but or we won, you know. But shoot, I couldn't try it any harder.
Oh, Phil. You hate to see it, Phil.
The Chargers announced he will not be returning as a starter. He was the starter for 14 years.
Aww.
If you recall, back in 2011, there was a fumble, and the Chiefs ended up winning, and Rivers was caught on camera saying, worst day ever. His last day as a Charger will come with a loss to the Kansas City Chiefs in Week 17. Some expect him to be the starter of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
So he's not done. You don't think he's done, right? He seems like he still wants to play.
I think he'll get a starting job.
Well, he's got like 13,000 kids he got to pay for. Might as well.
This is going to be one of these.
The dude's got a basketball team.
Brett Favre situation's a little different, obviously, because Brett Favre tried to come back to the Packers, and they didn't want him, where the Chargers are outright saying, we're moving on to a younger quarterback, a younger future. And so there is some team out there that's going to say, we're the quarterback away. And this is what Kansas City did for years, if you remember, before Mahomes. They're like, oh, we have all the pieces around them. Let's go get a Joe Montana. You know, let's go get an Alex Smith. And some team out there will give Rivers a job. Some say it might be with the New England Patriots if Brady moves on.
Really? Yes. Why would they do that? That's you don't fail down. You're supposed to fail up.
We'll see what happens.
Okay.
If Brady leaves New England, that is going to set off a domino.
Yeah, yeah.
That will have a lot of quarterback switching, and it may lead to this NBA-style NFL offseason,
like
which will make next year rather interesting. Some say Brady might go to the Raiders.
Now, that's where I put – if I got money, that's what I would put it on.
Las Vegas. Should the KC Morning Show go to Las Vegas for the Chiefs-Raiders game?
Absolutely. I've never been to Vegas.
Well, let's just plant that seed.
Have you been?
The Royals start spring training.
Have you been?
To Vegas?
Yeah.
Never in my life.
Oh, then we have to go. I haven't been either.
Well, we'll see.
Let's take it on the road.
We got to get a chaperone.
We need an entourage. Full circle.
Maybe our guy Cam.
Maybe Dieter's available.
Royals start spring training. I talked to our friend of the show, Josh Vernier, yesterday.
Hey, what up, Vern?
Headed to Arizona as the new Royals insider, the new and old Royals insider. Mm-hmm. Spring training, I mean, it's here. It's crazy. From the Kansas City Star, the Royals pitchers and catchers report on Tuesday, or they reported on Tuesday, though the club didn't hold any formal on-field workout. Pitchers were told they didn't have to be at the facility. Veteran left-hander Danny Duffy will report late to camp because of the death of his grandmother. He's not expected until Friday. First spring training game, as of right now, Hartzell, is just 9 days away.
All right.
And I'm looking at this team, and I see the AL home run leader coming back, Jorge Soler, the addition of Michael Franco, and the return of Salvi. This might be better than last year. I'm not saying.
Well, I heard, I forgot the website or the publication. It's one of the big ones. They projected, I think, 62 or 68 wins. 68, okay.
So it might be better than last year. I would like the season to stay interesting, maybe 2 months into the season, 3 months, who knows. They got into such a bad start last year. I think it was like 2-11, where they just could never recover from that. So some 500 ball early, and you never know what can happen. Some scores. Number 3, Kansas takes on number 14, West Virginia, tonight at 6 p.m. This will be their biggest test before Baylor in about 10 days. Baylor's the best team in the country, so this would get them going along the right path. And then we're entering what will be Big 12 and
God,
an
what
NCAA.
Day is it today? The 12th?
Yeah, we're getting close to March Madness, man.
God, we're moving. Moving.
Kansas State won't be involved in March Madness. They lost another one to Oklahoma State, 64-59. Hartzell, close your eyes.
Yeah,
here.
I know.
LSU,
whatever,
trailing
man. Yeah, whatever,
by 8 points midway through the second half against Mizzou, baby.
Stupid. Just stupid.
And then LSU took the lead.
So stupid.
5 minutes remaining. LSU 82, Mizzou 78.
Everybody saw it coming too. Everybody saw. Carrington from 610 Sports. He's just it was watching his thread of just. Just realizing what was happening. What? Am I whatever?
So usually
am
you would say
I whatever? Z-O,
the good
whatever.
Guys lost, but really, you would say the good Tigers lost because it was Tigers on Tigers crime. UMKC plays GCU Thursday at 8. And that is your sports update here on the KC Morning Show. We do have some events coming your way. You ready for some events, Hartzell?
Let's take a sweep.
Okay, you want to take a sweep?
Let's take a sweep so I can take a piss.
Speaking of brooms, did you see that these brooms are standing up by themselves right now?
What's the deal with the brooms?
Your style is unorthodox, but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
Woo! Oh, yeah!
I got a lot of events for you today.
Give me some events. Give me the good ones. Some hot, sweaty, passionate
events. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, to bring over from the news, huh?
We may need to get an events sweep here.
Oh, we should, like a what's going on thing. Oh, I'll do like a what's going on for a little background.
Today at 6 p.m.
Yes,
at Center High School.
I'll build that tonight.
You might even be going to this. Mm-hmm. The inaugural State of the City Address by Mayor Q happens at 6 o'clock tonight. I know you and Mayor Q are buds.
Actually, might go to that. You want to go with? We can get some pictures. He's awesome with getting selfies, man. I know you want to get your street cred up. Casey Street Cred.
I got a pack. During his address, Mayor Q highlight the policy successes of the first 6 months in office and will preview his budgetary priorities for the fiscal year beginning May 1. As a future mayor, I feel like this is an event you need to be at.
I mean, listen here. I'm going to go watch Quentin Lucas because I think he's doing a great job.
You're going to go from the president to the mayor.
Oh, here's the thing. I was term limited out of the White House, but I know that I could still be a mayor, especially of a town as great and awesome as Kansas City.
Is Michelle going
to
come?
Talk to Michelle. Talk to Sasha. Talk to Malia. Even those rascals, Sonny and Bo. The little doggos. And they love them some Kansas City. Kansas City, here we come. Yes, we can.
Those dogs better not come or Derek Nowdy's going to give them away. KCYP February event at Hotel Phillips. So that's happening tonight. There is a networking event that'll benefit the Mission Project. Okay. So that's pretty cool, I find. That's a nice hotel.
Do you now? Do you find it
ticket
a good time?
We'll get you a drink ticket, and it says here snacks. So
what else do you need?
I do love snacks.
Snacks. Well, if snacks are going to be available, I guess I should be headed that way. You know, I guess they must be waiting for me because I'm a snack.
No word here on whether you need to wear a shirt or not, so you might be all right for that.
You're just not going to let that go, are you?
2020 Visit KC Annual Tourism Outlook that's happening at the Kauffman Center at 4:30 p.m. Trends and Taste take center stage at the largest annual gathering for KC's hospitality community. So planning on trying to get some people here to visit, which I love.
Visit KC.
Hartzell, if you want to know more about Buddhism.
I was just thinking the other day how much I wanted to learn more about Buddhism. Yeah. I really do.
Rub this belly right here. Basics of Buddhism starting at 7 p.m. You can find out more about.
Honestly, though, where is that? Because I actually am interested. I've been reading this book on Eastern philosophy.
8 sessions beginning today.
Okay, I'm actually
7
kind of
o'clock.
Interested. I'm a little
class
bit interested.
Class fees only $50. It looks like for the 8 sessions happens at 700.
I'm that Kenway loser. Street. I'm that guy who like smokes a bunch of weed and wants to go play guitar and talk about Nietzsche. Yeah. So yeah, that's me. I'm a poser.
Maybe you could check it out.
I'm a poser.
Lindsay Beaver is coming to Knucklehead Saloon tonight at 7:30 p.m. Blues rocking, soul singing, songwriter and band leader Lindsay Beaver takes to stage. She makes an immediate, unforgettable impression. So there you go. That's a great tease.
I don't think I've heard a better sell than that. I mean, my goodness.
Yes.
That painted a picture.
We need to come up with a better sell for our show.
Oh, but ain't that
something like that. Unforgettable.
Because ours is very forgettable.
Important.
Yeah. People see it.
Moving on to Thursday. Again, the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. They're having Black Baseball in Living Color, the art of Greg Kreindler. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Tomorrow at 6 p.m., meet artist Greg Kreindler at the opening event of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum's year-long centennial celebration.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, this is for the 100 year. That's
yep.
right.
On February 13th, 1920, so you know, 100 years ago, mm-hmm. Andrew Rube Foster established the Negro National League in a meeting held at the Paseo YMCA
baby, big old
in KC Mo.
Big old Rube Foster, that man was not tiny, but I think he actually also played too a little bit.
Negro Leagues would then operate for 40 years, changing the game of baseball.
They
and
first
America
to have
too.
The first to have outdoor lights. That's Negro Leagues.
Get your tickets at eventbrite.com. The address 1616 East 18th Street, Kansas City.
Another Missouri. Tour we need to go take. We absolutely need to go. We need to go hang out there.
It is going to be Valentine's Day this week, so
okay.
There are other events.
We can just move on to the next
date
thing.
Night at the museum.
Go to the next
Thursday,
thing, no.
6:30.
Whatever.
There are Galentine's events. There's a Galentine's Day party at Uptown Hartzell. 3 o'clock to 1 a.m.
That's right. I need to go to that. Do they have a Lonely Hearts party on there somewhere?
Galentine's Day is a great opportunity to celebrate with your squad, This is probably where there's going to be a lot of single girls, Hartzell, so this might actually be the place to be.
Stop. I'm going
to
do a Palentine's Day with my pals.
There's another Galentine's gathering at Ensemble.
Join
at
me.
Overland Park.
You want to hang out with me?
I can't. I already told you I'm away this weekend. I would.
Oh, because you're with your...
We'll do a makeup.
Actual girlfriend. All right,
we'll
cool.
do a makeup. All Pearls right. for the girls. Another
Hanging out
Galentine's
with my imaginary
out
friend again.
At
all
the
right.
Fontaine at 7 o'clock.
His name's Titus.
This seems like a pretty good event. It says for $40, you'll get to go to the Fontaine, then they'll go to Jack's Fish House for some sips, fresh seafood, more jewelry reveals.
Mm.
Seems like a nice event for the ladies out there. Heels at Crossroad Hotel tomorrow at 7. What they will do is teach you how to dance in heels.
Oh, I was born to dance. God, I'm a dancer. A dancer dances.
Bubbles are promised. A little bit of the bubbly.
A little bit of the bubbly. I've got all the effects. I've got all of them. Give me some more.
On Thursday, also repeal.
Morning Zoo Radio. Wow.
Lonnie McFadden will be at Repeal 18th, which is a great restaurant. Low key, I enjoy it.
High key, enjoy it.
Roddy Ricch has been moved to the Uptown Theater tomorrow at 8 o'clock, so more tickets are being sold. Thursday night runs at our friends at Strange Days Brewing. I guess they do this where there's a 3-mile run starting at Strange Days at 6 o'clock, and then they have beer deals after that. So
okay.
you can lose some weight and then gain some weight.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of New Year's resolutions, just break even.
Yep.
The Myth of Laziness, this is for February 13th, Horizon Academy, for you parents out there. Just talking about how lazy shouldn't be an excuse.
How many of these events did you find?
I'm the king right now.
Golly.
Birds of Prey, a squad screening. This is good. I found this good because you're a fan of the Alamo Draft House.
Uh-huh, I love Alamo.
Tomorrow at 6:45. Birds of Prey, and the reason being is because Harley Quinn is single. So we're celebrating with a special squad screening of Birds of Prey.
Oh, my God.
So with that in mind.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And I told you we got an email to the KC Morning Show, kcmorningshow@gmail.com.
Okay.
So we're previewing this event a little early because they did email us. We say every time, if you have an email, email us, kcmorningshow@gmail.com. I'm going to read an email from our KC Morning host, Sarah. Hey, Hartzell and Sween, on behalf of the Kansas City Curling Club, I'd like to invite you and your listeners to the Kansas City Curling Club's annual Valentine's Learn to Curl Romancing the Stone.
Oh, my God. What a title. I
so
love that.
We have said we don't turn down an invite.
We never do. Never
so
do.
I can't go to this. So you might have to roll solo on this one.
Solo dolo. What's the date? One more time.
You can go 2:15 Saturday, 4 o'clock, 2:15 at 5:30, or 2:16, it says, at 8:30 a.m. That's
Sunday. Can I go alone? Or do I have to bring somebody?
No, I think you could. I think you could go and learn.
Because I'm totally down with going. I'm trying to stay busy anyway.
It says anyone from 8 to 80 plus can learn to curl. All fitness levels, wheelchair users are welcome.
Here's
it's
the
at
thing,
Lime
though,
Creek
if I go...
Community Center, 5940 Northwest Wacomas Drive in Kansas City, Missouri. Here's what to bring. So write this down. Hartzell.
Okay.
Clean
okay.
pair of soft rubber soled shoes.
Okay.
Tennis shoes.
I can find that.
With good grip and layered loose fitting. You walk around the mall all the time. I'm sure you have shoes
like
that.
I'll show you some grip.
They'll keep you warm at 45 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Limited supply of helmets, but you are welcome to bring your own if you want additional safety on the ice.
BYOH.
It's okay. upsetting because this would be an event that I would enjoy. I've always wanted to curl.
Who doesn't? Curls for the girls.
I feel like I'd be good at sweeping. We talked about how the brooms are standing up by themselves. I would be using the force this trip.
Don't talk about things you don't know about.
What do you mean?
The force.
Well,
don't talk about
that. Listen, sometimes I tap into being a Jedi master, and this would be one of these occasions.
I'm nervous, though. If I show up, though, and I go solo, am I going
to
get paired with somebody? Is that how that's going to work?
Maybe you meet the love of your life. Sarah is going to... Sarah is good evidence of if you have an event that we need to know about, kcmorningshow@gmail.com, we will read it.
Yep.
We will read anything.
Yep.
Email us anything.
Just anything. Just tell us we're
Letters
pretty.
To the host. Right?
Listen, I would love for us to do a whole listener question segment. They do AMAs on Reddit.
Right.
There's
something you want us to talk about, kcmorningshow@gmail.com.
AMA, KCMS. A lot of letters.
Love the way Sarah spells her name. S-A-R-A. Very cool. Some Wednesday wisdom.
Oh, you know what? Give it to me because I need this. You give me that Wednesday wisdom. I've never needed Wednesday wisdom more than right now in this very moment on your KC Morning Show with you, Peter,
so this goes
W, Sween, and the W stands for words.
So
I need a song. I need a song first.
Yeah, I mean that's your role.
No. I thought you were gonna give me one.
No more chasing waterfalls.
We've already done waterfalls.
Let's go back to it.
No.
Old reliable.
You can't. Come on.
What?
You can't go back to the well.
Who let the dogs out?
Okay. Okay. No, I'm gonna do this instead.
Okay.
I'm gonna do this instead.
The Baja Man.
No.
What do you got against the Baja Man?
A little bit. Because that song actually, listen to the words. Just read the lyrics. It's actually not a very nice song.
All right.
Like when they say who lets dogs out, they're talking about like unattractive women.
Oh, goodness.
Right. It's very not nice. But I am going to give you something.
Speaking for our guy.
That's much better than that.
Website Jeff. We don't want any. Okay, here we go.
Am I right? Is this going to work for you? It is, isn't it?
All right, here we go. Little Wednesday wisdom to start.
Hold on. Let it build. Let it build, baby. Let it build. Now start talking. Give me that feed into it. Feed into it now, Pete.
This from Jonathan Lockwood, Huey. Celebrate endings, for they precede new beginnings.
Okay.
When one door closes, another opens.
How original.
From Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey. Cheers to a new year and another chance for us to get it right.
Oh, that's a good one, Oprah. Oh, was that in her book club? Because I love that line.
Here you go from Robin Sharma. Lynn spell for you. Don't live the same year 75 times and call it a life. Why would you do that?
Doesn't make any sense.
Sorry to you farmers out there. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year. The magic in new beginnings is truly the most powerful of them all. Josiah Martin.
Oh, Josiah.
JP Morgan. The first step toward getting somewhere is to decide you're not gonna stay where you are. JP Morgan, no chance. Brad Paisley here.
Oh, really? Really?
Tomorrow is the first blank page of a 365-page book. Write a good one. Thanks, Brad. This from Alex Morit.
Okay.
New year, new chapter, a new verse.
Mm-hmm.
Or just the same old story. Ultimately, we write it. So the choice is ours.
That went nowhere. That talked in circles.
Thomas Jefferson.
That canceled it out.
I like the dreams of the future better than the history of the past.
I can see why he would say that. I don't think he wants to dig into his.
Your present circumstances don't determine where you can go. They merely determine where you start. Nino Quibben. George Eliot here saying, it's never too late to be what you might have been.
Oh, I do like that.
Never
no,
too
I
late.
Like that a lot. I like that.
Life is about change. Sometimes it's painful. Sometimes it's beautiful. But
Don't look at me when you say that.
But most of the time, it's both. So embrace both parts of it, the painful and the beautiful.
That's,
heart. So
that's
Kristen Krug talking to you.
Thanks, Kristen.
Smallville. All right, here we go. Last one here. This from Germany, Kent.
Okay.
Let me start that again.
Yeah, you got to get this one right.
This from Germany.
Hold on. Let's go ahead and pause it when we get to this real quick. Let's get this crescendo and then bring it home in this last quote, Pete. Bring it home.
Never underestimate the power you have to take your life in a new direction. I hope that in this year to come, you make mistakes, because if you're making mistakes and you're making new things, trying new things, learning, living, pushing yourself, changing your world,
yes, Lord.
You're
yes,
doing
Lord. Yes,
things
Lord.
You've never done before, and more Woo! Importantly, from Neil Gaiman, you're doing something.
Doing it.
God. Wednesday Wisdom, happy hump day, happy February. Start those New Year's resolutions over. That's from Pete Sweeney.
Hump day. Some of your best work, man.
Yeah.
Some of your best on this Wednesday edition of your KC Morning Show. That your Wednesday wisdom from Pete Sweeney. Well, right. Man, that was very good.
I mean, I
don't know if it was Aerosmith or if it was just you or, man, that was.
I've been practicing.
I'm really proud of that. Between the list of Hartzell and that, I don't know what was better.
Well, I do.
I love them both equally.
I certainly do.
Pete, what else you got, man? Is that
that's it? We got snow today.
Is that a show?
Dress up warm. Don't slip and fall. Wear your curling shoes outside today.
Mm-hmm. How bad
so
do you
don't
want
fall.
It? Pete's
high of 35, low of 7.
Give me a letter.
L.
What the hell am I gonna do with L? All right, let's do Peter L. Sween.
Likeable.
The L stands for lovable. Leaving. He's leaving on
Look
Thursday, but we'll be back on
lunch.
Friday.
I love lunch.
He's lunching because he's a snack, y'all. We'll see you in the morning.